Those familiar makeshift memorials of flowers and notes have popped up across the country to honor Robin Williams. At his star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame, outside the house in Boulder, Colorado, where the sitcom Mork and Mindy was set. And fans are also going to the San Francisco home where Mrs. Doubtfire was filmed.
I thought it would be a good idea just because he's been like such an icon to San Francisco, and I grew up watching his movies, and my son watches his movies, and it's just a really positive person to influence everyone's lives. And as you can see, there's tons of people here who's obviously like made an impact. I just wanted to show my respect.
From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Andrea Shea visited two iconic Boston locations from Good Will Hunting.
The mood has been stoic at the L Street Tavern in South Boston, where one of Good Will Hunting's most famous scenes was shot. Manager Ron Rumble says people have been sending all kinds of tributes since news of Robin Williams' death, but one stands out.
Someone just left us a can of corn.
Williams dropped that phrase when he accepted his Oscar for Good Will Hunting.
I want to thank the cast and crew, especially the people of South Boston. You're a can of corn. You're the best.
Rumble sits with a poster from the movie behind him and calls the 18-year-old film a classic.
It's left an impression in this town. Robin Williams left an impression in this town. An amazing guy, a funny, happy, jovial, wonderful person that's not on this earth anymore, and it's the strangest thing, you know?
After hearing about Williams' death, tourist Frank Cragle and his wife Kelly of Richmond, Virginia, detoured to the tavern on their way out of town.
The Dead Poets Society, when I was coming of age, he was hilarious in The Birdcage. Good Will Hunting, of course. His stand-up comedy tour was raunchy and excellent, you know, as an adult. So this was a really nice way to come back and have a drink and toast his memory.
When you were alone with Robin, he was a very reserved, sweet, kind of quiet guy.
Boston area location manager Charlie Harrington worked closely with Williams on three films, including Good Will Hunting. He remembers coming out of the L Street Tavern during prep one night, and word had gotten out that Williams was in town.
When we went out to get into the car, there was 100 people or more outside, and he posed for pictures with everybody, and everybody felt like they knew him just because he was so approachable on the screen, and his live performances, really, it's really sad.
Maria Grazia LaFauci says it's heartbreaking. She's a guide with the On Location Film Tour Company. The L Street Tavern is on her route, along with another famous spot from the movie.
You know, you get to the scene at the park bench at Good Will Hunting, and we always read it when we're on our walking tours. We ask two of our guests to sit on the bench and read the scene from Good Will Hunting, and it's going to have a totally different flavor now.
Unless you want to talk about you, who you are, then I'm fascinated. I'm in. But you don't want to do that, do you, sport?
Since Williams' death, the bench has become a public memorial. Hundreds of people have stopped by to leave flowers, take pictures, and write words of remembrance in chalk on the surrounding pavement. R.I.P. Funny Man, Carpe Diem, and a line from one of Williams' most powerful scenes in Good Will Hunting.
It's not your fault. I know. It's not your fault.
That moment is a favorite for Somerville resident and comedian Rachel Vanderster. She says her community is struggling with the loss.
Because he was such an inspiration to so many of us, and so many of us struggle with depression. And I think, you know, unfortunately, the two kind of go hand in hand a lot of the time.
She's thinking of Chris Farley and John Belushi, too, and hopes Robin Williams' tragic death will inspire others suffering from depression to get help. For Here and Now, I'm Andrea Shea.